turn a story idea into a novel. A practical first book workflow. A workable novel begins with more than an intriguing situation. You need a protagonist who wants something, escalating obstacles, a meaningful ending, and a process that carries those elements through a full draft. The workflow below moves through six deliverables: premise, story core, characters, outline, draft, and revised manuscript. Complete them in order, but expect to loop backward when the story reveals a weakness. An outline is a working model, not a contract. Invented worked example. All details about the Barotide below were created for this article. It is not a published novel or a customer result. 1. Turn the idea into a story promise. A raw idea often describes a setting or event. An island loses an hour every night. That creates curiosity, but it does not yet identify whose story this is. Add a protagonist, a concrete objective, opposition, and consequences. A disgraced harbor pilot must recover the island's stolen hours before her missing brother is erased from everyone else's memory. This version gives the novel an engine. The pilot can investigate, fail, make discoveries, and choose what she will sacrifice. Write 4 short statements before doing extensive world-building. Premise: what unusual situation drives the book? External goal: what observable result does the protagonist pursue? Personal stakes: what happens to this person if they fail? Story question: what uncertainty should pull the reader forward for the Barotide? Premise: a machine beneath an island harvests 1 hour from every night. Goal: Mara must disable it and recover the missing islanders. Stakes: her brother will disappear permanently, while Mara may lose the evidence that could clear her name. Story question: can she restore the stolen time without repeating the maritime disaster that ruined her career? If you cannot state the goal and stakes clearly, do not compensate by inventing more lore. Repair the story core first. 2. Build characters around pressure and choice. A long biography does not automatically produce a useful character. For each major player, identify the traits that will create decisions on the page. See the written article for the comparison table. Mara wants to rescue her brother and restore her professional reputation. She needs to accept that control is not the same as responsibility. She fears causing another death. Her navigational memory makes her valuable, but her refusal to delegate makes the rescue more dangerous. Give the antagonist equally practical logic. Doctor Vale, the machine's caretaker, is not stealing time merely because the plot needs a villain. She believes the machine delays a catastrophic storm that would destroy the island. Her goal conflicts with Mara's, but her warning may be true. This creates a better climax than a simple fight. Mara must choose between shutting down the machine immediately or trusting other people to execute a riskier plan that might save both the missing islanders and the town. Create this compact profile for the protagonist, antagonist, and 2 or 3 important supporting characters. Add details such as birthdays or favorite foods only when they affect scenes. 3. Expand the premise into an ending-aware outline. Decide the ending before listing dozens of chapters. You can change it later, but a provisional destination helps you build causes rather than unrelated incidents. One useful approach is progressive expansion. Summarize the novel in one sentence, expand that into a paragraph, then turn the paragraph into scenes. Randy and Germanson's snowflake method uses this small-to-large pattern and explicitly treats design documents as material writers can revise as they learn more about the story. For the worked example, a 5-part summary might be: Mara returns home after her brother vanishes during the island's nightly missing hour. She discovers that he entered submerged tunnels connected to an abandoned tidal station. Her attempt to stop its machine removes another hour and erases part of the town's memory. Vale reveals that the stolen time has been restraining a historic storm, forcing Mara to abandon her simple shutdown plan. Mara coordinates the town's boats to release the stored time gradually, rescuing her brother while accepting public responsibility for her earlier disaster. Now make a scene list. Give every proposed scene 5 fields: viewpoint, character, immediate objective, obstacle, or conflict change. By the end, new question or consequence here is 1 sample row. See the written article for the comparison table. A scene should alter the situation. If a conversation merely repeats known information, combine it with another scene. Introduce a consequential disagreement or cut it. Outliners can develop the full scene list before drafting. Discovery writers can outline only the opening, midpoint, climax, and the next few scenes. Both approaches need causal movement. The protagonist acts, the result creates a harder problem, and that problem prompts the next action. 4. Draft for continuity, not polish. The first draft has one central job. Establish a complete version of the story that can be evaluated. Perfecting chapter 1, while the ending remains unwritten, makes it difficult to judge proportion. Foreshadowing or character change. Use a repeatable drafting loop. Read the next scene card. State what the viewpoint character wants now. Draft through the scene's decisive change. Record discoveries that affect later chapters. Update the outline without automatically rewriting earlier prose. Keep a revision log beside the manuscript. If chapter 12 reveals that Mara learned diving from her father, note where that fact should be established. Continue drafting unless the discovery makes the remaining plot unusable. Also maintain a small continuity sheet for names, ages, physical details, locations, rules of magic or technology, and the story timeline. This is particularly valuable when the plot depends on tides, travel, injuries, or clues. Writing software can help organize or generate material, but it cannot decide what emotional experience your book should deliver. Nelly, published by Buzzle LLC, supports AI-assisted book generation through a web application, mobile apps, and an API. Its site says it can generate a complete book from a prompt, and its documentation describes book generation and download endpoints. Because this is Nelly-owned commentary, treat that as product information rather than an independent evaluation. A productive use of AI assistance is to request alternatives you can judge. 5 complications for a weak midpoint, 3 motives for a secondary character, or possible continuity conflicts in a synopsis. A poor use is accepting an entire draft without checking voice, logic, repetition, factual material, and rights considerations. 5. Revise from the largest problem downward. Finish the draft, take enough distance to read it as a whole, then write a short diagnostic memo. Do not begin by adjusting commas. Revise in passes. Story structure, summarize every scene in one line. Mark where the protagonist's goal changes, where the stakes rise, and where major information appears. Remove repeated beats and repair consequences that arrive without causes. In The Borrowed Tide, suppose Vale explains the storm only during the climax. The choice feels artificial because readers cannot weigh her claim. Revision could plant damaged weather records early. Let Mara dismiss them at the midpoint and prove their relevance before the final plan. Character arc, compare the protagonist's early behavior with the climax. The final choice should demonstrate change under pressure. Mara's arc works only if earlier chapters show her rejecting help and suffering specific consequences for it. Scene effectiveness check whether each scene contains an objective, resistance, and a meaningful turn. Enter late, after routine greetings and travel, and leave once the important change lands. Prose and dialogue cut explanations readers can infer. Replace vague verbs where precision matters. Make dialogue reflect competing intentions rather than shared exposition. Read difficult passages, allowed to catch accidental repetition and monotonous rhythm. Continuity and factual checks verify the timeline, setting details, clue placement, and any real-world claims. Generated factual content requires verification. A clean sentence can still contain a false statement. 6. Prepare an export-ready manuscript. Keep the submission manuscript separate from a designed reader edition. Agents, publishers, contests, and self-publishing services may request different files and formatting. So follow the recipient's current instructions rather than assuming one universal standard. William Shun's Manuscript Format Resources also distinguish manuscript formatting from book design and file format. Before export, apply heading styles consistently to chapter titles. Use real paragraph settings instead of tabs or repeated spaces. Insert page or section breaks intentionally. Search for placeholders, doubled spaces, and inconsistent character names. Confirm scene break symbols are uniform. Review front and back matter separately from the novel. Save an editable master file and a dated backup. Inspect the exported file from beginning to end. Nelly's current FAQ lists PDF, EPUB, Markdown, HTML, plain text, and JSON exports. Available formats and product terms can change, so confirm them on the site before selecting a workflow. Regardless of tool, inspect chapter order, italics, indentation, scene breaks, contents links, and unexpected blank pages after conversion. Your next step is deliberately small. Write the premise, goal, stakes, and story question on one page. Then draft the 5-sentence version of the whole book, including the ending. That page will not solve the novel, but it will expose the decisions needed to begin it.